Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Great I Am Radio, raising the vibration on everyday life matters with heart and soul. Here's your host, Rebecca Johns.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Man, are we already flying through November? I'm telling you, I realize today I am in no way prepared for the holidays. And I mean, no way prepared for the holidays. I don't know what y'all are celebrating in your neck of the woods. I know that my voice goes out to several different continents. Here in the U.S. of A., we've got Thanksgiving coming up, as well as Christmas, which of course is time for Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. And I think there are actually 14 different holidays going on through this season. So, you know, y'all, I know that everyone's got the claim their own culture and people and belief system has, but I swear, can't we all just get along? It is the holidays. Let's bring some cheer and some hope into the season, because Lord knows our day-to-day lives bring us challenges, and we need a greater mindset to face off with these challenges than the mindset that created the challenges. I think it was Albert Einstein that said it requires a greater level of consciousness to find resolution and solution for things that a lower level of consciousness created. I don't know that I nailed that quote directly, but it's close enough. Good evening, my friends. It is Rebecca Johns coming to you live November 7th. Happy Sunday to you. Every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for 60 minutes, I am on the air, oftentimes with a special guest, as I am this evening. Next week, I want to give you a heads up, will be the amazing founder of a little law firm in southeast Michigan. And I'll tell you what, whenever you think of law firms, I don't know about you, you might get that feeling like, I don't know with the lawyers. They're an unnecessary evil in the world. I'm going to tell you what. This lady has founded a law firm that focuses on helping you and your family obtain, sustain, and maintain generationally legacy wealth. And I don't know about you, but I wasn't brought up necessarily in a family that focused on that type of conversation. You know, you went to work, you earned money, you paid your bills, you saved a little bit. Hopefully there was some for your old age. And if you were really fortunate, there was even a little bit more to give away to your kids and grandkids and leave a little something behind. It was a modest line of thinking. I'm not saying it didn't have its value and the work ethic, but it wasn't necessarily the line of thinking that we would refer to when today we say things like legacy. Join me next week. My special guest will be on that subject. You'll hear more about it on our Facebook page. If you haven't already connected with us there, get on to Facebook. Get on to Great I Am Radio. Get on our Facebook page. You'll hear about what's coming up. You can put in requests. We've even got this cool thing where there's like a fan of the page each week that gets randomly selected and gets a prize. And if you are on the air with us tonight, if you ask a question that is answered on the air tonight, you'll be entered into our drawing that we've been adding to our Facebook page as well. And you could win a special prize valued at $299. Not going to tell you what it is, or then it wouldn't be a surprise. So speaking of things that scream at us in life that we could really use some support with, that's our health, our wellness, our nutrition, our fitness, our lifestyle. And if you're somebody who's my age, you're thinking not just about right now, but you're thinking about the opportunity you missed in youth. You're thinking about how you're aging. Some of us are facing not aging too pretty, and we're facing off with it now being our 40s or 50s or possibly even 60s. People are wanting to face off with what they haven't faced off with up until now, whether that is the excess pounds or the frustrating belly fat, or maybe you're dealing with diminished sleep, stamina, or sex life. Listen, this is real talk. You are facing issues in your health, and tonight we're having a real conversation about those everyday challenges that include lifestyle patterns that we learned in childhood, even spiritual battles that influence level of health and wellness. And we're going to ask some real questions and get some real and practical answers about lifestyle, food choices, mindset, even supplements that tonight's special guest believes are the pillars of good health. And listen, to God be the glory, because this powerhouse is a believer that believes these bodies are truly the temples for the great I am, and that there's a way to live so that we can honor that. So I appreciate you all tuning in tonight. If you're someone who has a question and would like to call in to talk to me or tonight's special guest, who I'm going to introduce in just a second, please call in to area code 516-666-9984. And for now, my friends, I'm going to ask you to put a big virtual welcome together. Clap your virtual hands, would you please, as we welcome to our airwaves the lovely Dina Brownlow. Welcome to the show, Dina.
Hey, Rebecca. Thank you for having me on. I'm excited to be here and to chat with you and your audience tonight.
Absolutely. We are thrilled to have you. Listen, I hate to blow anybody's cover, but as I look at the stats for my airwaves in my back office here, you're talking to typically people that are in the 40 to 60 crowd. You're talking to mostly women, but we have men listening as well. And you're talking to, by and large, people who understand that we're all human, understand that we might not always make the best of choices, but wherever they are in life right now, they need the goods on how to turn some things around in life, which is why I came to you and said, would you please be my guest on November 7th? Because you have a calling in life, and that calling has to do with helping people in their wellness frustration points and turning things around to some positives. So, Dina Brownlow, why don't I let you take it away for a minute and tell us what it is that's become your niche in life and how it came to be that.
Sure, yeah. So I am 58 years old. I have always been someone who I was into fitness, let's say that. And I would say I am a product of the health and wellness world of the 90s and 2000. And any of you listening, you probably can relate to if we look back now, what an interesting time that was. It's like, first of all, we were being told, you know, that we needed to do aerobics and that we needed to, you know, low fat, and, you know, that was the problem. Fat was the devil, if you will. And it didn't, you know, what didn't really matter about any other macro, if you will, but fats was the problem. And then we became a product about that time when super farming became big, and mm-hmm. we started to see more and more foods into our, you know, into the shelves that were processed and manufactured and long shelf life. So our what we were eating was changing. And so over those years, I really exercised, to be honest, Rebecca, because I didn't want to gain weight. But as I started to get into my 30s, I started, first of all, got introduced to strength training. So my fitness regimen changed. And I'm a big believer in strength training. And we'll talk about that a little bit about why that matters for each and every one of us that are on this call, because it is part of aging well. It's part of living well and taking care of that temple that we have. You know, just brittle bones, hunched over, can't lift your own gallon of milk mm-hmm. From the grocery store. You know, if you can't carry all that stuff yourself, that is not how we are designed to be, but we don't take care of our bodies. And along the way, that is what we all assume, you know, quote unquote, is part of the aging process. So, yeah, so I've just, you know, strength training, and then it became more about, okay, how do I improve my health? How do I use food, real food, for fuel instead of just not making me fat, right? How do I start to use these things as tools in my toolbox? And then we get into that whole conversation about why I believe that it's so important that we do add supplements. I mean, yes, we have to have a healthy diet. Yes, we need to be eating food. Like I would say, if God made it, eat it. If man made it, leave it. If you can do that 85, 90% of the time, then you're gonna feel real good in the body that you're living in. And you should be.
Can I jump in with a question?
Yeah.
Can I ask a question here?
Yeah,
because I can hear the voice of years of clients talking to me and going,
okay.
Yeah, but does that mean I have to give up so much of what I love? Doesn't Dina ever have a Snickers? Doesn't Dina ever have a piece of cake? Doesn't Dina ever have a glass of champagne? Like, can't you live a little? I can hear it. What's your answer to that?
Yeah, well, so I always say this, that there's two modes that we should be living in. We should be living in, if you've got weight to lose because your doctors told you you're pre-diabetic or you've got a history of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, your BMI is too high, you know, you just don't feel good in the body you're living in. You need to lose weight. We're in a weight loss mode. And then, you know, the rest of the time, once you get where you need to be and you're living healthy, then you can move into what I call maintenance mode. And maintenance mode is that living, you know, 80, 85% of the time you stay on track. You eat more of those good foods and you don't drink a lot of alcohol and maybe not too much caffeine. You choose water more times than not. But of course, you know, so many times so many times people struggle with this whole idea of deprivation and going on a diet because they'll be starving and they won't be able to have the fun foods or they can't, like you said, live a little. But the reality is it is a lot about the way we approach from a mindset this concept of what food is. You know, I work with women every day, primarily women over 50 every day, that, you know, we've made food everything beyond what it's designed to do, which is to feed and fuel our bodies. We've made food fun. We've made food a distraction. We've made food comfort. We've made food good or bad. We've made food, you know, like you said, oh, don't be so boring, you know, we've created these habits around food that frankly don't serve us very well. You know, I'm not a big cake eater, honestly, but I do love cookies. There was a day when I would eat 5 cookies and call it dinner.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're talking about something I don't want us to step over this because, yeah, you guys, you know, you're out and you have something or it's a special event and you have something. I respect that. I get it. But I think, Dina, you're talking about something that's really important because we've turned what is a thing you can't do without, okay? There are people that are addicted to heroin and misusing heroin and cocaine, and they could take that completely out of their lives and live a healthy life. When you have become someone who has misused food, you're in a real pickle because you have to have nutrition. You have to have food. And so if you don't really deal with the fact that you've used food inappropriately and in a way that's not healthy, and furthermore, identified with things that as food that are not food, okay? The things that are manufactured in, as Dina's saying, it's man-made. You read the back of that label, you can read the back of a juice that it says there's no juice in this product, but it's called juice. But there's no juice in it.
Right.
There's no real juice in it.
Right.
It's just this flavoring and this corn syrup and then this fruit. But there's no juice. They'll tell you on the label, there's no juice. And so, but we're okay with saying, I got juice. And so we've bought into the bamboozlement. So, Dina, you're working with, I don't want to say it's an age group that's impossible to turn health around because I'm in that age group and I'm turning my health around. So, but it's hard to take 30, 40, 50 years of lifestyle and turn it around rather than nip it in the bud when you're 13. So can you talk to us a little bit about what you offer because I want you guys that are listening, if you want to connect with Dina, I want you to be able to connect with Dina. She's going to drop her website and whatever her connector points are for you guys. I want you to connect with her and talk to her about the coaching programs she has, but also the line of superfoods and supplements and homeopathics and oils that she uses so that she can get you hip to the things that make a difference. But it, going back, to talk to someone about really making a lifestyle change, you take on what? How do you start peeling back those layers?
Yeah. So I have a heart for this, for us, right? You know, I put myself in this. I do the same thing you do. I have some bad habits. You know, one of the worst things I think many of us do today, we stand at the kitchen counter, we open a bag of whatever, and it could even be nuts. Like I tell clients all the time, I have a problem with nuts. Sure, they're healthy, but 14 nuts, right? Not, I don't even know some, I have this habit of like just standing there with the container open, scrolling Facebook, mm-hmm. or checking voicemail or checking emails or what I'm, or just watching somebody's real videos, you know? And it's like, I don't even know how many I eat. And so those are like some of the strategies and habits and things that we try to address. So yes. We do all have some bad habits around food. And, you know, many times, so I offer, Rebecca, we'll just kind of throw this out there, is I offer a 12-week signature coaching program for women over 50 primarily. I do work with some dudes out there. So you guys, if you're men and you're struggling, just know I've gotten some really great results with guys. But primarily my sweet spot is women. And I just know them. I know them. I know what they're struggling with. I know the mindset. I know how we try to sabotage ourselves. I know the relationship with the scale, the tracking, all that kind of stuff. So what I try to do is we really start at square one with where they are, and we talk about where they want to go. We talk about why they don't feel good where they are. What was it about this time that said, I'm ready, right? Because not everybody's ready. I always say that, you know, our readiness scale is about 12 o'clock on a clock. The hands need to be at 12 o'clock. You know, if you're at 11:55, you're still not quite at 12 o'clock. And so you might not be ready to go all in and make the commitment. But if you are, for a 12-week signature coaching program that I offer, is that we start really small, Rebecca. We identify the why. We identify with where they are, and then we start to say, all right, what's one thing that we can change today? And then I use some coaching models like the DeMartini values. We pull into there the who are you and who do you want to be, and we just start to – I start to get to know them based on how they answer those questions so that I can lead and guide them. But then it's also about like, okay, let's not overcomplicate your meals. Like I can write meal plans for everybody. In fact, I did for years. But what I found out, Rebecca, is that people start, they may read the recipes, they may use them. They say they want them, but they don't really want them. So mm-hmm. It was really about, okay, how do I simplify this? You know, food, our macronutrients, everyone, those are fats, carbohydrates, and proteins. Macronutrients, that's a big picture, right? And then micronutrients become those vitamins and those supplements and minerals that our body needs, essential and non-essential, feeding us at a cellular level, which is where I try to get to. I try to work on improving your health down to that cellular level, because if we can get your cells healthy, then the rest of your body starts to get healthy, if that makes sense. So we start to, we take a look at, okay, how do we simplify this? They're like, I don't know what to eat. Okay, let's make it simple. Protein, carbohydrate, and fats. How much should you have, right? What does a typical meal look like? How do you, without tracking on MyFitnessPal and making yourself crazy, writing everything down, we have some other ways to do it. So that's very, very simple. People are like, yeah, I can do that. You know, I try not to overwhelm people. We make these little shifts. We address the habits and behaviors, and I like to use a lot of things that are in the coaching model of like around habits. So habit stacking, right? So you stack a good habit over something that's already happening in your life. So for example, if
I'm a big believer that we need to drink more clean, filtered water. Stop drinking the iced tea and coffee. You know, there's no calories in that stuff, you guys, but there, it's also not nourishing to your body. It's not replenishing your body. So when we do, so for example, a habit stacking might be, all right, each time you're going to eat a meal, you're going to have a glass of water before, a glass of water before, or during, and a glass of water after, full glass of water. Chug it, drink one in the middle, and chug one after. So we stack it around something you're already doing. You're eating. So there you have six glasses of water, just, you know, or actually nine glasses of water by the time you ate three meals. So does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I think I'm actually putting content into our Facebook page group online, you guys, is Activating Your Great I Am. We've got about 900 people in that group getting more engaged. And I'm putting some of these key questions in there and on highlighting that 12-week program. So you can drop the link in there later, Dina. And I've tagged you in it. You can provide a link for people to get in touch with you directly. I like to cut myself out as the middleman and get you connected right away. Do you have a website that you can mention while we're talking right away?
Yeah, you know, it's just, let me see the latest. I think you can just go to dinabrownlow.com. And my name is, you guys can see how I spell my name, but it's DeanaBrownlow.com, dinabrownlow.com.
Okay.
And I have a freebie on there,
sure,
you guys. Yeah, there's a,
a freebie.
There's a freebie if you want to grab it. Yeah, there is. There's a, you can get a 7-day kickstart program free of charge if you just want to, you know, leave me your email so we can stay connected. Yeah, how about that? So I will, let me drop that in there for you. So
that's fantastic. All right, y'all. So hang tight. Here's what we're going to do, Dina. We're going to do a quick musical break to go to our musical break. Commercial break is what we do around here. We do music breaks. So everybody can go get on the Facebook page. It's on my personal page. It's over in the Activating Your Great I Am Facebook group page. Some of you have already subscribed to our page here on blogtalkradio.com. Definitely subscribe so that you get more updates. And we will be back in about a minute and 9 seconds. And we'll talk more to the lovely Dina Brownlow. Hang tight, everybody. Welcome back, my friends. This is Rebecca Johns coming to you live on the air tonight with Great I Am Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. And as promised, you know, I like to bring you a little special something-something on Sundays at 7 p.m. for 60 minutes. And this week, that special something-something comes in the package of Dina Brownlow. She is a certified nutrition coach, fitness instructor, and behavior change coach. Now, she'll work with everybody because she won't say no to people who feel like they resonate with her and want her help. But her specialty is to work with busy women over 50 who want to lose that 20-plus pounds or deal with frustrating belly fat, but without starvation or exhaustive exercise. And I know that might sound a little cliche in this world of everybody's got something to make somebody happy without you having to work for it. But this isn't about you not having to work for it. This is about you just working smart. So we're going to bring Dina back on here after the break. Dina, welcome back. We talked right before the break about your 12-week program for people who feel that they need, I don't want to say hand-holding, but hand-holding. They want that one-on-one interaction between you as a coach and themselves in the new lifestyle they're bringing on. But you're a believer that, you know, not everything in our food system is what it's cracked up to be. So the right kind of supplements are important. So can we talk about that here in the second part of the conversation with you? Supplements, why, and how people can be sure that they're getting something quality out in the world.
Sure. Yeah. I actually love this topic. I wasn't a big believer in supplement other than I learned early on that I needed to take a calcium supplement. I have three of the five risk factors, you know, long line of bent over thin women who have brittle bones. So, but other than that, I really didn't believe in it. I was of the mindset that just said, well, if I eat a pretty healthy diet, then that's all I need. And a couple things change is it, definitely as we get older, for those people who think that you can just keep eating healthy food, I would challenge you in saying that unless you're growing your food in your backyard and you're tending to it and you're picking it when it's ripe and you're not using any, you know for sure there's no chemicals or pesticides or any runoff coming into your soil and, you know, you've got clean air and water around you, then I would challenge you that even with that, you're not getting what you need because our food source does not have the nutrients in the seeds that our great-grandparents had or even our grandparents. I have this little story that I come from a small town in Michigan. I'm a daughter of a feed and grain mill elevator type of manager. We were always around farmers, lived in a farming community. And one day I was riding with my dad, and I remember this because I was looking. He would teach us, like, oh, that's a soybean field. That's whatever type of field. He would teach us that. You could just drive by and see the plant, and you'd know what it was. But one day we were driving by this field, and I saw just low plants. They actually was a soybean field, but there were corn stalks kind of randomly placed out of the field. And I remember asking him, I said, how come those corn stalks are out there? Isn't that a soybean field? And he said, yes. He said, but farmers rotate their crops because of they don't want to deplete the soil. They want to put the nutrients back in. And if you keep doing the same, keep planting the same crop every year, it will deplete the soil. And so I never made the connection until I got older. And then I realized, aha, because once we went to super farming and food became a big business, which it is now, not just those little farmers or those even big size, medium sized farms, but these are like huge farms, right? These are big operations. Well, they are not doing crop rotation. So our soil is depleted. Our air and water is not, you know, clean anymore, and all that goes into the plants. And then on top of it, the amount of, like, just pick something, the amount of vitamin C in an apple seed today is dramatically reduced from what our grandparents and great-grandparents had. So all that said, you know, we're not getting the level of nutrients that we think we're getting in our food. And then on top of it, hello, we're aging. And part of the aging is that our bodies do not absorb nutrients as well as they did. So we've got, you know, we have a sluggish system. Our digestive system's a mess. You know, we don't, you know, our gut microbiome, if you will, Rebecca, is not a very good host for pulling nutrients from food like it used to be.
Can I just pause right there?
Yeah.
You guys, listen, she's talking about systems, okay? She's talking about systems. You can't interrupt the solar system and expect things to go well. You can't mess with agricultural systems and expect it to go well. You can't go messing with your biological systems and have it go well. So I want to highlight that what this lady is bringing to the table is a profound universal and biblical truth, which is when you put things out of order, when you disturb the force, you bring on not just an immediate disruption, but there is a domino effect that happens. And so we haven't just disturbed the force of growing food that is real and not genetically modified and filled with contaminants. We haven't just done that. And we haven't just destroyed resources like air and water and the earth soil. We haven't just done that. But we've also disturbed the system that our bodies were designed to be, which is the catch-22. You're supposed to have a system within your system of systems that goes, hold on, that's a virus, not a bacteria. We need to issue this command over here. Hold on, that's a protein, not a carbohydrate. We need to process it this way over here. And then issues a series of commands to identify how to aid your body in extrapolating nutrition, how to implement the nutrition cellularly to help you operate on a system, and then catch anything that shouldn't be in your system to defend and protect itself. And if we look in the world today at the diseases that are running rampant, at the issues of health that are running rampant, at the big ag, the big pharma, we look at how all of that is there, it all starts to make sense. But here's what starts to make bigger sense. We got to get ourselves right despite the chaos in the world. So I want to stop the press for a second and really, you know, I think that it's so easy in this world to like start glazing over when people start talking about gut health and even the gut biome and probiotics and detoxing and those organic and non-GMO, those words that mean such important things have now also become just glazed over, compromised words that marketing professionals throw on things to make you buy something and might not be legit. So now even that stuff's being questioned, but I need to stop. I just want you guys to hear this is really serious what's happened, that our bodies cannot distinguish nutrition, even if you gave it good nutrition, but then we're not. And so then now what are we supposed to do? This is a super imperative conversation. So, Tina, please take the wheel back, but to your thought process about how you solve things.
Yeah, I mean, it is so true. You know, many times I tell people, you know, when you read the front of any label of anything you're buying is marketing. It's marketing. Like protein Cheerios, that's marketing, because do you know that the protein comes from the milk that you add? But they're not going to tell you that to you. Turn it over on the back. So everything is marketing. They know the buzzwords. They know what they're going to get to. Like, you all think that gluten-free is healthy, right?
Right.
Right. Just, you think
you literally just brought to mind, I was walking through the store and Twizzlers had a big display. And on the big display, it was a big banner that said gluten-free. And I'm like, okay, you know what?
It's all sugar.
Really okay. Does anybody even know what gluten is? Does anybody know, anybody understand what this stuff is and that it's been around for millennia and all of a sudden it's a problem? Can we just talk about, so take us there, Dina.
Right.
Take us there.
Well, so they know the buzzwords. They know, and then all of a sudden, you know, words like natural, they mean nothing. The word natural means absolutely nothing. So you have to turn the label over. You have to start getting good at reading ingredients. So I'll just kind of take it here. But there's a point here. So my point is, so many times you guys will read, I'll ask clients, let's start label reading. There's some key things we're looking for. But most of us, we might even read the ingredient label. And if there's a word we don't know, do we stop and look it up? We just gloss over it like it's not even there. We don't even know what it is. But we just assume that maybe in our head that if it's in there, somebody said it was okay to be in there. It's not okay to be in there. Your body, you guys, when you put in so much processed food, And I haven't even started the conversation about like high heat cooking, you know, too much caffeine, too much alcohol, all these other things going on that we put in our body. And I drink alcohol and I drink caffeine, so I don't want you to think that, oh my gosh, that's all I'm saying, it's all bad. It's just the quantity of consumption that we're taking this in and many times. But we don't, I'm kind of losing my train of thought because you got me going, Rebecca. But it really is, we need to start paying attention to what's in this food, because these fake ingredients, your body, okay, if you have a weight issue and all you're eating is eating out all the time, which one of the biggest issues with eating out is it's what, like you might say, I'm going to get a piece of grilled salmon. Okay, well, that sounds great, except for the fact that you don't realize that they're frying it or quote-unquote grilling it. It's got oil in it, but they're using a really poor quality seed oil, right? So seed oil, this is why this matters, high in omega-6. Omega-3 is what's healthy to our body. We eat most of the oils that you guys are, canola, vegetable oils, corn oil, soybean oil, which is highly used in a lot of manufactured foods, is inflammatory. Omega-6 is highly inflammatory to the body, and what that means is the body is inflamed. Some inflammation is good. You stub your toe, and your body sends a signal, inflammation, let's go fix it, right? And that's healthy. That's the right way. But when you're chronically putting fake foods, stressing your body out, your fat cells are going to start to store the toxins that you're taking in. And oh, by the way, when you're inflamed, you start to have this thick feeling. You have belly fat. You're chronically, your cortisol is high. You don't sleep great. You may poor skin. All these things are byproducts of that. So we want to reduce inflammation by steering clear of fake foods as much as you can. Does it mean you can't ever have an Oreo? No, but it means that 85% of the time you're going to put good food in. Now, let's go back to the conversation really quick about supplements, because I really want you guys to hear me on this. The supplement industry is not regulated. It is a free-for-all, okay? The FDA is not regulating that, just so you know. Manufacturers, again, can put whatever they want on the front of the bottle, and they can put whatever they want on the back of the bottle and inside the bottle. No one's watching. Nobody cares. In fact, there was back in 2016, it's a little dated now, but back in 2016, the Attorney General for New York, for the state of New York, went into Costco, BJ's, Walmart, and I believe like a Rite Aid or Walgreens, something like that, pulled a whole bunch of vitamins off the shelves, took them to the labs, and started assaying what was in it compared to what they were saying was in it. Do you know that 86% of the products failed? 86. So what you think you're taking is not what you're taking. The only way to confirm that you are getting what at the levels they say, in the forms that they say, in the bottle, is if you have the guarantee of a manufacturer that works with a third party certification testing lab, okay? So that could be USP, you've probably heard of those, Consumer Labs, or a couple other ones. So it is important, because these are independent bodies that secure the product, and they test it after manufacture, midpoint, and at expiration, because an expiration is there to guarantee that the levels. So if you're taking in calcium, and you're supposed to be getting 5,000 IUs of calcium, A, you better be getting the right type, because you get the wrong type, it's going to act like glue or cement inside your artery. So if calcium carbonate, the worst. Like if you're getting your calcium from Tums, please stop using that as your source of calcium. That calcium carbonate acts like you know, it's become cement. It keeps the calcium depositing into the arteries, and so you get plaque in the arteries, right? So you want to drive it. Skeletal system, right? That's what calcium does. Strong bones, right? You want it, but it's not going to help if you can't get it to the system it needs, which are your bones. So look for third-party certification and testing all the ingredients in the product, not just one or two. That's one of the problems I have with USP, is manufacturers can claim USP certification even if only one ingredient is being tested. So really, really important that you hone into that. Now, why do I, I'm a food first type of nutrition coach and trainer, but I believe, especially as we get older, our bodies just are not, we're not absorbing the nutrients we get from food, but also our bodies need things like CoQ10, right? CoQ10 is the spark inside the cell. It works on the mitochondria. One of the reasons you start to notice some of the feelings or symptoms of aging is because your cells aren't as vibrant as they could be. So you boost with CoQ10. Simple. That makes sense?
Absolutely.
So I
just mentioned in our page here, I just put on our page here that people can ask you for a consultation. So I want to urge people because, look, everybody's health is different, and I don't want to pretend that you guys don't have personalized needs. And I want Dina to be able to support you. So I'm going to connect here. I'm putting it all. Getting it right into the post on our, I haven't really used this Facebook plugin, but apparently I should.
It's working
okay.
Good.
So
it's working great. Yeah, I can see.
Is it working?
Yeah.
Can you see what I'm doing?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I can. Notifications.
So,
sure. Yeah.
All right, great. So, you guys, this is meant to be able to make an impact for you. So in order to really make this make a difference, to take this out of just conversation that's hypothetical about what people could do if they were interested, which would be possibly consider getting a coach, possibly considering a 12-week program to work holistically with who you are, who you know yourself to be, who you're committed to being, and initiating a game plan for all of that, plus getting the nutritional advice and getting resourced with a line of supplements and whole food superfoods and so forth that could help you, it's Dina, okay? So I have counted on her expertise personally. And, I'm a holistic health practitioner that talks to clients myself, and I've put clients with needs in front of Dina and connected them while I was recovering from the car crash. So I know she's good to people. I know she knows what she's talking about. And I know that she'll take care of you. Be legit with her. Let her know, listen, I've got this much money I'm working with. This is what I know about my health. This is what I want to achieve. Let her guide you and feel good about knowing that if you have questions along the way, that she can be there as a resource. Because I think that that's a sticking point too. And maybe we could just wrap up with this last question. But, people start things and they get excited and then they give up. How do you help people get through 12 weeks, let alone beyond? What's the magic trick you have over there?
It's really not magic. It's a lot of preparation. It's helping them learn how to be purposeful. And, we don't change everything at once, Rebecca. I think that's why most diets fail, because people do get all excited and they're motivated for about 2 weeks. And then they start to realize, oh, this is what I signed up for. But I'm right there. And each week we set, we set doable goals and we set the goals. Like, I don't say you do this, you do that. What happens is together we come up with a plan each week of what fits in their lifestyle and what do they want to work on and how do we move that marker a little bit farther and build on the habits of the previous week. And if you feel like you've tried every diet out there, if you feel like you've done Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig, and, you know, if you tried the fake food route, if you tried medical weight loss, whatever program it is you guys have tried, and you just are starting to feel like you just don't know if you could do it, I just want to encourage you that one of the main things that my clients say is that they were fearful that they wouldn't be able to make this work. Like they, and I want you to understand that that I get you, and this program does work, whether you have 50, 100, or 15 pounds to lose. You know, sometimes it's those, it's the 15 pounds you've put on since COVID or in the last 5 years that everything you used to do to take it off and keep it off has quit working, and you're now you're frustrated because you're throwing your hands up like, well, maybe you're just going to have to live with that belly fat. Maybe you're going to have to live with, you know, bigger clothes. And I just want to tell you that when you follow a system that works with your body, that works with your lifestyle, helps you understand and start to realize why you do what you do, and then we, you know, change that behavior and change those habits, that it's freedom, and you no longer become a slave to food or thinking about food or getting on the scale or not getting on the scale. I mean, this program is not about dieting at all. So that's probably what I would leave you with, is that if you are the person, yeah, I'm just not sure, I've tried everything, you're the person who needs to give me a call.
Absolutely love it. You heard it. If you're the one that's like, yeah, you don't even know all the things I've tried, then talk to Dina. Talk to Dina. DinaBrownlow.com. You can catch this interview again on demand. Dina, thank you so much for being our special guest tonight and giving us some hope in a world that tells us, you know, you're getting old, you might as well just know that it's all part of getting old. Thanks for helping
right.
us defy the odds, sister.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a great
you're
night.
And,
yeah, we'll talk
thank
to you
already.
Again soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, I'm not buying it either, you know, and Dina was instrumental in helping me just here after the car accident get what I needed in me to help rebuild. Now, I wasn't trying to lose weight at that point. I was trying to save my life. I was trying to heal bones and cartilage and tissue, and I was trying to heal the mechanics of my body so that they would work. And, you know, I had no use of my left arm, and, you know, praise God, that's at like 85, 90% now. And excuse me. And so I've worked directly with Dina going, listen, I just want to be okay. I need to be better. And what ended up happening was my body came into a type of balance where naturally, without having the focus be weight loss, and for those of y'all who've been riding with me for a while, you know weight loss has been my jam, and that I have lost well over 130 pounds and kept it off, that here I was dropping 20 pounds in a month. And then within the month and a half that followed, another 15 pounds. And now I've maintained that. That was a really big deal because I'd lost that 150. But trust and believe, the COVID happened. And I'm not saying I got COVID. I'm saying when the pandemic happened and my practice was closed and I was at home and with the boys and just sitting and not active and not making a lot of money, so really not buying the best quality of stuff and being sedentary and overeating. Are you kidding me? You best believe that I gained some weight. And so the timeliness of meeting Dina and getting her advice about which supplements to use for the recovery of the car accident, that was just divine timing. That what it also blessed me with was this deeper cut at stabilizing my system so that it would release weight. And I'll tell you what, I'm really happy with where I am. I'm not content to say I'm done. Far from it. Far from it. You know, my body has been through a lot. So it's got some more to go. And I'm okay with that process. I figure, I mean, truly, I've decided already that I shouldn't plan on doing much, you know, without my wellness being a priority between now and the age of 50. You know, that'll be January of 2023. So my mindset is, you know, hunker down, girl, because you've done some great work. But as an old mentor would say, yesterday's transformation is today's ego trip. You know, like, now what you going to do? What you going to do today? What you going to do tomorrow and the day after that, the week after that? What you going to do? And that resonates with me. I can't ride yesterday's transformation forever. I need the next level. I want the next level. But I also understand the reality of everything Dina pointed out tonight. My body is older. It's been through some stuff. It's aging. It's not got optimal systems. I need to remediate this soil before it can be fruitful. I understand that. So I understand the concepts of supplements, homeopathics. You know, she recommended these drops, these homeopathic drops that I take. And I'll tell you what, I really am clear that I need them. I'm very clear that at my age and stage of things, herbal drops that stabilize my hormones, that keep my menses in a great place, that keep my emotions in a great place, that keep my cravings in a good place, like they have made a difference for me. I've trusted her to guide me on that. And there was a minute where I didn't have them, and I was like, well, you know, I mean, do I really know they make that big of a difference? And then about 3 weeks in, I was like, oh, you know what I'll never be without again? Because this aging vehicle needs certain lubrication, you know? I have a car that's a 2010. Look, it's 11 years old. You think it doesn't need some WD-40 on those door joints? You're kidding yourself. So, yeah, it's okay that we need maintenance. It's okay that we need, that the need is present, but I think it's important that we make sure we're satisfying the need with the right thing, because this world will bamboozle you into believing whatever's got the brightest, loudest ad and the biggest, flashiest sticker, it's the product you should go with, the one that's got the celebrity. Oh, I love her. That must mean this product she's touting is great, right? No. She got paid $250,000, okay? She doesn't even know that product from a chili dog, but she's going to tell you it's great. And then there's just the general plague of fear that people have fallen into when a friend or neighbor says, hey, I've got a product I'm selling. Would you use it? But I got to tell you, direct sales and network marketing people have probably got the best stuff that's out there. And they've cut out a bunch of middlemen in marketing and sales, and the prices are good, and there's usually a money-back guarantee. And I've got several companies that I interact with as a consumer, and a couple that I have, you know, been brand partners to. I mean, I've been around with lots of them over the last 30 years, but of the late, there are a couple brands that I, if you were to walk in my kitchen and be like, no, legit, show me the cupboard and the stuff you use, you're going to see two or three brands, legit, but they're the ones that they're in my house for a reason. I believe in them. And so that's why I'm so confident to say, talk to Dina. I know she's got some good stuff that could help you really get on the right track. I know that she is a godly woman who, if prayer is what you need, she'll pray with you. I know that she is a strong in scripture. She might give you some homework to just keep yourself anchored. You talk to her about what you need. Get real with her. I tell people that as someone who has been a healing minister for a long time, there are sometimes when, thank God, the Lord talks to me about people, because people will not tell me. People are a funny thing. And as it's been put on me, and I've heard several others teach on this recently, you know, God wants to fill you up all the way. If you want to walk around acting like you don't have a need, he's not necessarily going to agree with that, but he's not going to come shove himself a gallon into somebody that's saying, I'm just good with a cup. God is a gentleman. The Creator moves in harmony, not in compliance with the free will that he gave us. So if you're someone walking around with your free will not being willing to admit you need help or could use some wise counsel improving on your life, then you're going to get blessing commensurate with that. If, though, you trust in faith and go, you know what, I have a need, let me do some due diligence, let me get connected to some people who are obviously credible, let me pray about it, let me act on it, let me do my portion, God multiplies that willing spirit through that fragile vessel. We are but flesh and blood as a vessel. But it is greater that is in me than anything in the world. That is what I call forth to prevail in my life. And that greater that is in me, that is the Holy Spirit. That is the Spirit of the Creator. And that's the opportunity of working with Dina and other people that you're going to see me bring to the platform, or even choosing to work with me, because it's not about, well, is that perfect person perfect and are they perfect enough? Listen, I respect wanting credibility, but sometimes it's divine appointment. It goes beyond the nature of the two people or three people being brought together. It is the supernatural that is being activated when the people involved are being brought together. So is this your time? Is this your time? Was this message tonight for you? It might not be for Sally to your left and Bob to your right. It might just be for you. And if it was, then it's important that you reach out. So you can always text the ministry phone number at 810-432-0065. They're not always in the office answering phones, but it's always textable, that number. And even gets translated into an email to the different volunteers with the ministry who help things happen. Also, you are welcome to email me directly, Rebecca@heavenonearthcommunities.com. If you would like to connect with Dina or myself or any of the guests you've heard speak, or perhaps you've got some thoughts on other needs that you believe that if we were to have a conversation or guests come on to the show, that they would bring more value. You know, do you have topics? Are you someone that wants to be on the show? Don't be shy, okay? We are a ministry that works on very limited and minimal means. That's not a complaint. I'm proud of that. We are victorious constantly with what God gives us to do, and I'm very grateful for the work that we do. And y'all can know we are working with limited resources. So we certainly also take the gratitude of gracious and generous donations. If you'd like to do that, again, email or text. We send you a link and you send in the donation anonymously, or if you'd like to let us know who you are, that's fine too. We would love to be able to thank you. No pressure, of course, whatever is led on your heart. Know that I come to you every Sunday with a passion for helping you live your great I am life. Listen, life happens. And sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it's got challenges that seem to swallow you. Sometimes it's overwhelming with joy and success, those hilltop moments, I like to call them. But whether you've got a foot on a hilltop or the valley, or sometimes both, doing those spiritual splits I refer to, possible to be the great I am living through you. You're entitled to that mindset, that emotional place, that physical health and prosperity of money, sex, relationships, for you and your family. That legacy wealth doesn't just have to do with your checkbook, but it can. And you're entitled to live it all. Christ said the kingdom of heaven is at hand now. And so I bless you in the name of Jesus as you go, and look forward to seeing you next week right here on Great I Am Radio Online. Peace.